Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. Today we're doing a teaching about pray without ceasing. This will be an ongoing teaching, and we will be teaching every day for a few days on this. And if you'd like to have this teaching in its fullness, if you'd call our ministry center, we will give you that number at the end of the show. All of our teachings are free and postpaid. So praise the Lord Jesus. We hope you enjoy the teaching on pray without ceasing.
You have to have a helper if you don't have to walk by faith, because the devil is out there and he is running those systems. There's some good doctors and nurses in those places. And this doctor was a good Christian doctor. There's no doubt. Because I prayed the prayer of faith with him, and in fact, he saw God do something miraculous after I prayed the prayer of faith for him. But he still charged that couple $700. Well, see, Jesus doesn't charge, folks. That's the whole thing. But I'm telling you, to trust Jesus is hard when it's your piece of flesh that's hurting. Especially if it's bleeding or whatever, it's very difficult to trust God. But if you do, I think about this man. I'll tell you this story right quick about how the Lord sent his word and healed him. I know a pastor who lives in Texas, lives down in South Texas. And he's a great man of faith. But he has not quite got to the point like all the rest of us haven't. None of us really have. Well, when the Lord tells you to do something, if the Lord tells you to do something, you think he meant for you to do it? Absolutely, he meant for you to do it. Now, he don't talk twice. He just says, you go do this, and that's what he expects for you to do. He expects you to be listening. Well, the Lord spoke to this man and told him to go do something. And he started to go do it. And then another pastor intercepted him and said, you know, I've got the horses out here today. How would you like to go for a horseback ride? He said, well, the Lord told me to go do this. He said, well, you can go do that after you go for a ride. So he said, okay, it wouldn't hurt, I guess, if I took a few minute break and ride horses with you. So he goes up there and gets on this big horse, and the minute he sits in the saddle, the horse rolls up, he slides off the back, the horse falls over and falls right across his leg, and both bones say, crack! And the leg comes like this instead of like this. And his friend looks, he said, your leg's broken, both bones. He said, don't you say that? The Word of God says a righteous man shall never have a bone broken. It does say that. So he gets up and he stomps his leg. He gets up, pitches his leg back in place and stomps his leg. He said, I don't have a broken leg. Let's go horseback riding. Now see, some people say that's denial. But this man gets on a horse and he rides that horse for a couple of hours and comes back, gets off that horse, and he goes about his normal business. That happened on Monday or Tuesday. Friday, he's preaching to a bunch of people, and one of them said, hey, John, we understand you broke your leg riding the horses last week. He said, I do not have a broken leg. I will never confess that I have a broken bone, because the Word of God says the righteousness of God shall never have a broken bone. He said, my leg is not broken. He said, but so-and-so said it was. He stepped out behind the podiums, stomped his leg. He said, do you think a man with two broke bones in his leg could do that? They said, well, of course not. He said, all right, get it out of your head. I don't have a broken leg. I'm okay. He don't want everybody confessing he has a broken leg. He knows the power of the tongue. He knows if he makes one statement, yes, I broke my leg, everybody there is going to tell somebody before the day's over that John has a broken leg. Now he knows how hard it's going to be with that kind of negative confession going out to get his leg healed. So he absolutely denies to make that statement that he has a broken leg. Somebody says, that's stupid. Well, the Lord said you can have what you say. So he knows that, so he's very cautious about what he says. 3 months come and go, and his leg gets worse and worse, and his leg swells. And finally, he's an old Vietnam vet, just like I was. He said, when the gangrene blisters begin to pop on my leg, he said, I looked down at that leg that morning. I said, Lord, you told me in your word you would never allow me to be tested beyond what I can bear. But he said, Lord, I've reached the end of my rope. He said, when I see gangrene blisters popping on my leg, my leg is gone. There's nothing in the world can save my leg now. But you. Nothing. Now, ain't no doctor can do nothing to it now but cut it off. It can't be healed. Man cannot do this. But he said, Lord, I've trusted you from day one and I'm still going to trust you. But you put me to a test to the ultimate, to the limit. Do you think God will put you to the test? He says he will. He says he will. So he said, he goes out and gets on his motorcycle and he said, Lord, I'm going to go for a ride. Goes out and cranks up that motorcycle and heads down the road and said, there's a little guy, looks like he's about 5'5", maybe weighs 100 pounds, standing on the side of the road. Said, I go by and said, I never stop and pick up somebody. But he said, that day when I go by there, something told me inside, says, pick him up. I thought, what? Pick him up. Okay. So he said, I turned around, went back, and I said, sir, where are you going? He told me. I said, well, you're going down this road. That's a wrong road. You got to go down this road, then here to get where you're going. He said, okay. He said, you want to ride down there? I'll give you a ride down there, and then you can turn to the right and go to where you want to go. He said, okay. So the guy gets on the back of the motorcycle with him, and he said, I take off on that motorcycle. So when I take off and get on the highway, I thought, he didn't get on. He said, I look back, and yeah, he's back there. But he said, even though the guy only weighs 100 pounds, he said, when you got a 100-pound person on behind you, you can tell they're back there. But he said, I couldn't tell this man was on my bike. I thought, how strange. I can't feel him. He said, I'll go down to where he needs to get off, and I stop. And I told him, I said, this is where you need to go this way. He said, okay, thank you for the ride. He said, he gets off the bike. I start to take off, and he said, by the way, he said, I'm already beginning to roll. He said, by the way, the Lord said to tell you, your leg is healed. He said, I go about 20 yards before that registers. So I slam on the brakes and thought, my leg is healed. How'd he know my leg was? So I turned back to look. So I stopped right in the middle of the road. I turned back to look so I can see hundreds of yards in every direction. Ain't nobody there. He said, I reached in and put my bitch's leg, and my leg was healed. How many of you got that kind of faith? Maybe one or two of you, but the most of us are not there. When you break that bone, what are you going to do? You're going to be down to the doctor's office, aren't you? Oh, well, she had a little help. Sherry, you're pushing her arm up there. She's almost there. She's getting there. We're trying, aren't we, Sherry? We're trying to get these machines out of miraculous healing and everything. She knows what God can do, but wow, whenever you get put to the test like that, will he again? That's the whole thing. And it's really something when the Lord puts us to the test like this. But one of these days, I don't know when, but I'm going to contact that guy. He lives down just on the outside of Houston. And that's such a powerful testimony he has. I'm going to have him come to a weekend when I have a healing school and see if I can have him personally give a testimony at a healing school where I can put it on tape. And then the next day I want to have him give over my church in Dallas. You talk about a man of faith. Would you say he's a man of faith? He is definitely a man of faith, I will have to say. So anyway, there is those kind of people around that have that kind of faith. And it's just absolutely amazing to see God do these wonderful things whenever we ask him to do these things. The first thing about this is when you realize, first of all, that there is two departments, the executive departments that are watching over you, that if you walk in obedience to God's word and do what he says and hide the word in your heart, he says it will bring health to how much of your flesh? Did we ever read that in Proverbs 4? Proverbs 4:20, it would bring health to all your flesh and long life to you. And then it will bring you to the benefit package. And when it brings you to the benefit package of Psalm 103, he says in Psalm 103, verse 1, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. So what should we be doing? Blessing the Lord, thanking him, praising him, worshiping him. If we bless the Lord, O my soul, or all of my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. You think he must want us to bless him? Yes, really. You know, I mean, think about this now. You yourself, whether you're a man or a woman, just like this morning, when we get up and we get around, and Cheryl's getting all dressed and everything. She knows we're coming to a wedding and a healing school. And, of course, she's getting all of her makeup on and everything. I get there just a few minutes too late. And when I walk in, I go to kiss her. She said, no kisses. I'm already totally, you can't touch me. Okay. So I kind of kissed her on the edge of the hair, just a little bit right there. Just, I just barely touched her. And I can kiss you now. She had her lipstick on. She had everything on. No kisses. She said, no, I know her. Okay. So we get in the car. We drop start over here. And I look over at her and I said, honey, you are so beautiful and I so love you. Now, did she like that? Yes, she did. Of course she did. How many of you like it when somebody says that to you? I just love you. You know, you mean so many wonderful things to me. Husband, grandmother, one of your children come to you and say, Mom, you don't know what you've meant to me over the years. Does it bless you when your children do that to you? Absolutely. Now, if we're made in the image of God and we love for people to say those things about us, why do you think God loves for us to bless Him? Because He loves it too, when His children bless Him. Now, then after your children bless Mama or Grandmama, all day long, Grandmother's reaching out to help them, to kiss them, to do something, anything goes on, right? So, see, now that's the way God is with us. He wants us to bless Him and everything. And then after He's talking about blessing Him, bless the Lord, all these things, then He says, after all that, after blessed him, He says, and forget not all His benefits. Now, after we bless Him, there's a benefit package. Which means that if you don't bless Him, there's not a benefit package. You got to bless Him to get the benefit package to be yours. Now, if you bless Him and love Him and praise Him and worship Him, He said, then He forgives how many of you? He forgives all of your iniquities, and He heals all of your diseases, and He redeems your life from destruction. He crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Doesn't that sound just like a grandmother?
We're going to have to stop right there on the teaching, but we'll start right there tomorrow. We hope you're enjoying this teaching on Pray Without Ceasing. It will be a continuing, ongoing teaching. And if you would like to call our ministry center at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, we will be happy to send you this teaching in its entirety, free and postpaid. Now then, you can contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. And there you can order all of these teachings. We have many, and they're free and postpaid. And you can find many other interesting things on our website. Remember, Jesus Christ is Lord. Praise the King.